With regards to the application that we made today, we had wanted the magistrate's court to release the passport and allow our client to travel, because this has been done before by subordinate courts in other matters. There was an objection from the state, and the state's objection basically was that the subordinate court did not have the jurisdiction to do so. After considering the arguments, the subordinate court has directed that any such application must be made before the High Court. As a result of that, today, we are going to be, we've already completed doing the paperwork today, and we're going to petition the High Court for them to facilitate for the travel of our client.
How long will it take for the High Court to release the passport, and how soon former president be able to travel to South Africa to engage in the activity he has been invited to participate in?
It's all in the hands of the High Court. But what we have done is we've also prepared a certificate of urgency, which should then be considered so that the matter can be heard expeditiously. And we are hoping that it can be heard by today, and that ruling can be made one way or another on the matter, because the issues are not that complex in terms of arguments. It's really the discretion of the court that we're going to be appealing to for them to exercise their discretion in favor of our client. So today, like I say, hopefully we get a hearing before a judge, and hopefully the judge will be able to make a decision on the same day due to the urgency of the matter.
What has been the concern, or what is the concern of the public prosecutor in this case against your client's decision to travel out of the country?
They didn't put in an affidavit in opposition to our application this morning. So we don't know what the real reasons are. What we do know is what has been said outside the courtroom by the various political leaders, such as the Home Affairs Minister, who at the time was acting president, and also Information Deputy Minister at some stage, where they were talking about our client being a flight risk and so on. Although they haven't put in anything to set out the facts that make him a flight risk. So we're waiting for that, if they're going to bring that up tomorrow, for us to be able to counter that.
So how soon is your client expected to be in South Africa?
Well, he has to be there by Wednesday. We are hoping that we can have all this done so that by Wednesday he can be arriving in South Africa.
Some people will argue that he knew he was going to travel. Why didn't he take the initiative earlier on to allow the court, or for that matter, the government, sometime to actually look into the merit of whether he needs to go out of the country or not, based on the charges he currently is facing in the country? Why take such a short notice, which some people will say that is just another political ploy on the behalf of the former president?
No. There was a date scheduled for hearing, which was for the 30th, which was already there. The papers were filed a long time ago, and the 30th is a day which was already scheduled. So it wasn't that we put in the papers today or anything like that. They were put in a long time ago. But the scheduling of dates for the hearing of these matters was already set for 30th.